going to start this morning with a story that's come to our attention over the last number of days, and it's a proposed plan to, and as part of the works at University Hospital Kerry, which are contained as the capital works to redevelop and renovate and modernise large parts of the hospital, that there may well be a plan in place to put a new 6-bed ward in and replace the chapel which currently exists in the hospital. Now, with me on the line is Minister for State at the Department of Agriculture, Michael Healy-Ray. Minister Healy-Ray, good morning to you. Can I first ask you what your understanding, and you've contacted us with your concerns about this, what's your understanding of what the proposal is for the new ward and its implications for the chapel at University Hospital Kerry?
Yes, well, first of all, Gerry, thank you for allowing me the opportunity just to alert people as to what is happening and to explain my knowledge of what is happening to date. So first of all, I want to make this very clear, because I want to make sure that nobody gets wronged in this whole issue. Management of Kerry University Hospital, the management team, anybody within County Kerry in working in that hospital, has nothing whatsoever to do with this proposal, aren't promoting it or aren't looking for it. But the way I word it to is that other forces within the health service are coming up and have come up with a suggestion that our chapel, and when I say our chapel, it is our chapel. And whether you're, it makes no difference. I'm not trying to shove the Catholic religion down anybody's throat this morning, Gerry, and you know that I'm not. Because the way I look in that chapel, it's up to yourself. It's a quiet place of reflection. It's your business. If you want to go in and pray to God, or if your God is somebody else other than our God, that's nobody's business, only yours. But it's a peaceful room where you can go when you're going through a troubled time in your life. It's adjacent to A&E, and many of us, myself included, have gone in there, and you know, you'd reflect and you'd ask for a bit of help when you badly need it. And I just want to say that this whole suggestion of changing that into beds and sort of saying, oh, we'll make some other alternative arrangement for the chapel, I just think that's wrong. It was bad enough, in my opinion, that we lost religious emblems out of our hospitals. And remember, we were very glad in the past to call many of our facilities like St. Columbanus, St. Catherine's Hospital. And I just think this is wrong. The religious people back over the years did an awful lot of good things. An awful lot of people want to be critical of them, right? But at the same time, we have chaplains, we have priests who work in that hospital. They give extremely good care and consideration and advice and guidance and support to people who are going through a crisis, whether it is in the palliative care, whether it's after a trauma, an accident, whether it's a person up inside in the wards recovering. The priests and the chaplains are there to speak to you and to be so kind. Every one of us have gone through the experience of losing, you know, people that were very close to us in that hospital. And I think shutting down the chapel, I think it's wrong. And for anybody
on that, Michael, what's your understanding of what's being proposed? Because there's a number of different possibilities, and we have contacted HSE in relation to this last evening as to what is the detail of the proposal, what stage it's at. Is this just talks about talks, or is it part of the overall plan? Is it your understanding that a new 6-bed ward would go in, and the chapel would be the space that the chapel now exists in, which is close to the emergency department, would be used for that ward, and that the chapel wouldn't be replaced? Or would services be moved to a prayer room, or some? What's your level of detail on, or knowledge on that?
I'll tell you everything I know, which, as you know, is my job to do, to report back to the people of Kerry. And this is what is being suggested, is that the chapel in its entirety would be what I call done away with, and that room, that square, would be made into additional bed space. Now, we all know we want bed space, and I am certainly playing my political part in bed space. You know our HSE capital plan, which the government have brought forward, is 12.5 million, and that includes work on the project, which is our new bed block. And I'm lobbying extensively and intensively to ensure that the building work that has and is and will be going on in our hospital, because I'm very proud of our hospital. I'm proud of our management. I'm proud of the nurses and the doctors that work there every day of the week, and they work very, very diligently. And I just don't want to see us, what I'd call, cannibalizing ourselves and taking away the chapel. It's in the right place. It's needed. It's wanted, in my opinion. Maybe there are people, it'll be very interesting to see, Jerry, to be honest about it, you and Radio Kerry are a great barometer of public opinion. And I know there may be very well be people this morning that might say that I'm completely wrong. But if there is, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry, because my opinion is we should keep the chapel as it is, and I certainly don't want to see it go.
Okay, from that point of view, the University Hospital Kerry is undergoing major development over the last few years, and including next year's. It's the Grow UHK programme, growing, rejuvenating, optimising. Part of that is increasing bed capacity. There's been, this week there was a women's health hub, a women's health building was opened at the hospital. There's going to be a plan to increase the number of patient beds at UHK, increasing the capacity of the hospital to treat patients in a timely manner. There is, they're looking to try and improve the operating theatres in line with transforming theatre programme that they have. There's also improvements to the ambulatory care at the hospital, in structural works, infrastructural works which align with their development control plan. All of those things are being done to try and modernise the hospital. So I can only assume, without hearing from the HSE, that this is part of that plan to try and get more beds opened up as quickly as possible, so we get to a situation whereby the emergency department isn't full to overflowing. And I've had separately reports this week that things were particularly bad over the last number of days, with people on trolleys and pressure on systems there and pressure on staff. So there may well be some thinking behind this, that this has to be done. That as much as you're opposed to it, just playing devil's advocate on it, that this space is vitally needed if they're going to get the hospital into proper shape to try and reduce the numbers of elderly people on trolleys desperate for medical care.
Well, the answer I would give to the very valid point that you're just after making, and yes, you are right, the excellent nurses and staff who work in A&E all through every 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they're under tremendous pressure. And the one thing they will tell you is they need more beds all the time. But at a time, and you've said it yourself, we have a very ambitious programme of work for the hospital. This government is going to deliver over the lifetime of it, the next 4 years that are left. There is going to be serious capital money going into that hospital every year to ensure that we will have a new bed block, which is so much required. But isn't it a fright, Jerry? At a time when we're doing all that work, that we have to look at that one box, I want to call it, right? I'm sorry for calling it a box, but I mean the square that is our chapel, which we cherish very much, and that we have to say, all right, we'll get rid of that. And of course, you know what the alternative would be, because you asked me questions, you said, what do I know about an alternative? Yes, it has been suggested, could there be another facility moved, do not put somewhere else? Number one, I know what would happen. It'd be put on the back burner. Number two, it would be a lot smaller than what we have.
Would be your fear.
Exactly. It would. Do you think what would make the sense in taking away that and giving us back the exact same size somewhere else? You know, but that's not
it might.
Happen,
I don't know. It might make sense from the point of view of access to ED, the space where the beds are needed, the planning and design for all of that in terms of modern healthcare requirements. If there was to be, and I don't know if there will be, maybe you're right, maybe there won't be, maybe it is smaller. There are other prayer rooms for other denominations in different parts of the hospital as well, that it may well be a chapel somewhere else. If it was, would that be okay if it provided more beds?
it wouldn't be sufficient. And you see, the point I want to make, Jared, and I'm not being a fuddy-duddy or old-fashioned about this, but to me, there are things that have happened in the past with regard to religion and our hospitals, which I personally don't agree with. And I know many members of the public mightn't agree with what I'm going to say, but I really appreciated when there was religious references, emblems, and different things in our hospitals. I liked it. And, of course, they were removed. And I see this as another attack on religion. And again, I'm not shoving the Catholic religion down anybody's throat, but I'm just saying having a place to have a prayer and reflect. And again, I want to highlight that back over the years, priests and nuns, whether it was the Bon Secours or whether it was in St. Catherine's Hospitals, you know that many people did great things. And I'll always, you know, I've never denied this. If it wasn't for a Catholic nun, I wouldn't be able to read or write today. And I've no denying whatsoever of that. So is it any wonder that I have an appreciation for religious people and the work that they've done? And I just don't like to see this attack, and I consider it an attack on our hospital.
That's what you consider it, but it could, on the other hand, be just a plan, an efficiency plan that needs to happen if we're ever to solve the ongoing and continuing problem in our hospital of patients on trolleys, elderly patients on trolleys in desperate situations because there's no access to beds in our hospital.
We're going to solve that by two things. Number one, which we are doing, putting serious money into the hospital. And number two, then putting more money and more services into our community hospitals. Because if you look at places like Kinmare, like Carrick Sabine, like Killarney, when the new hospital will be open there, and using the facilities we have and enhancing them. It's like Kinmare Hospital. If we put more workers into Kinmare Hospital, that hospital is doing great things and can do more greater things. If we, as a government, put the funding and the staff and the requirements into it. And if you put more into those hospitals, you'll take the pressure off of the A&Es if you're giving more enhanced services in the district hospitals. That was always what the model of the district hospital was to be, to take pressure off of our university.
Acute hospital services. Yeah, final point in this, Michael, and again, it's another question we don't have an answer to. There's a chaplaincy service attached to that chapel.
Right.
It's the chapel, by the way, of the Christ the Healer. They provide a 12-hour service on the wards each day of the year. There are a number of staff headed up by a priest. There are pastoral carers, three of them as well. There's Mass every day, Monday to Friday at 1:10. In the hospital, there are vigils at the weekend as well, Easter celebrations and all of those things. Would there be a question if the chapel was gone, what would happen to that chaplaincy service? I'd imagine that would be a question for the Diocese of Kerry as well.
But sure, of course it would be. If you take away the chapel, you're pulling away at the whole system that they have. And as we're speaking about those pastoral carers and the priests, I personally know them. And again, I could never express how grateful I am for the work that they do and the work they have done for people at various different stages of distress through their lives. And I really, really think that those people, and I've said it to their faces, so I'll say it to you on the radio, I actually believe they're saints themselves because of the way they're so kind and so caring to people who are really going through a rough time in life with illness. And I don't want to see that system being interfered with. And
in
I can tell you here now, Jerry, I will fight to the bitter end against this proposal because I want our chapel to
stay. Would you like to hear more clarity on the proposal? What exactly is being proposed and what stage the plan is at? And if it was to be a plan, is there any replacement? Would you like to get those details from the HSE?
Well, I would, because it has been put out there that this is one of the things that they're looking at. And when I say they, and I'll say it again, this is not coming from management. In case anybody wants to blame management in the hospital in Tralee or anything like that, that is not the case. This has come from outside of our hospital. So it is not the people in management or any part of the management structure in Tralee that have suggested or want this, because it's coming from outside influences outside of that hospital structure.
Okay. All right, Minister Michael Hidway, that's where we'll leave it. If you've a view on what he had to say in relation relation to this proposal, this proposed plan. We understand that perhaps maybe the chaplain, again, we're speaking with a lack of full detail on what stage this is at, but it's our understanding from a number of sources, including from Minister Michael Leadaway, who's just talked about it there, that this is part of the plan to put a new 6-bed ward in and replace the Christ the Healer Chapel in University Hospital Kerry, the implications from that. Now, we have a response from the HSE South West in the last number of minutes to the proposal or the report from Minister Michael Healy-Ray that there was a proposal in place to remove the chapel at University Hospital Kerry. What the HSE are saying, there are no plans to remove the chapel at UHK. At present, a development control plan is being undertaken to master plan the future development of the campus at University Hospital Kerry. This process is intended to provide a long-term strategic master plan for the expansion and sustainable development of the entire hospital campus. No decisions have been made in relation to existing specific buildings on the campus pending the completion of this development control plan. Any future phasing, relocation or redevelopment associated with the long-term expansion of the hospital buildings will be carefully planned and will be fully cognizant of the needs of the hospital as well as the needs of staff, patients, visitors and the wider community. So that's the statement from the HSE. What they're saying, there are no plans, but I would imagine that's no plans at present to remove the chapel at UHK. At present, a development control plan being undertaken, which will master plan the future development of the campus at UHK. That's for the future expansion and sustainable development of the entire hospital campus. And no decisions have been made in relation to existing specific buildings on the campus. Well, on the information that we had heard, and this is heard, that there were talks that may have led to that it was at least part of discussions. And Minister Michael Healy-Ray contacted us with his own information that he feels that this is being talked about and wanted to come out and say he was opposed to any sort of a suggestion of moving or replacing the chapel at UHK. No decisions have been made. Any future phasing, relocation or redevelopment associated with the long-term expansion of the hospital buildings will be carefully planned and will be fully cognizant of the needs of everyone. Staff, patients, visitors, the hospital and the wider community. So that's a statement from the HSE South West in relation to that story from Minister Michael Healy-Ray that there was talks or has been talks or there's some form of proposal to put a 6-bed ward in place of the Christ the Healer Chapel at University Hospital Kerry.